Episode 49, Trauma on the Screen. Hi, there, it's Memory. I'm going to be joined by Lovely on this live. This is a film entitled Lover, Stalker, Killer. And it's about obsession, deception, jealousy, and murder. The themes that we are going to be discussing here are around online dating, and also relationship goals, rejection trauma, and crimes of passion, as well as law enforcement and crimes of passion. So let me see if I can't see it yet. So I'm going to continue because she's probably not here yet. So this film is about Dave, Liz, and Carrie. Dave is a man who had previously been married to Amy, and he had two children, and their relationship went through the pressure of the modern world, where one person works days, one person works nights. Consequently, you don't spend time together, and then you grow apart, and the relationship ends. Unfortunately, that's sad for the children and sad for the people involved in the relationship. And then there's the issue of dating sites, where Dave was meeting women. So he met Liz on the dating site, and he made it clear, relationship goes now, that he wasn't looking for anything serious, and they started seeing each other. But because they were in a friends with benefits situation, Dave obviously was still going back to the dating site. He was a mechanic, and one day at his job, he met Carrie as a customer. Lovely, can you, I think I can, add you to the camera. So, Dave met Carrie at his workplace. And then when he had met Carrie, he started spending more time with Carrie, and Liz was left on the back burner. And this is the issue we have with people. Sometimes we don't stop to think about how our behavior might impact other people. And also, I think this stems from assessing the people you meet. Because when you meet in a situation where you are looking for casual dating, where you are not looking for a relationship, and you need to make sure that the other person is not really looking for a relationship. Well, some people will tell you that they are not looking for a relationship as a way to get through the back door. Lovely, if you don't mind, can you share this video to Friends Abroad Relationship School? So obviously, when Dave started to spend time with Carrie, Liz had a problem with that, a lot of problems with that, because she obviously had expectations that she was going to turn the relationship, the friends with benefit, between her and Dave into something serious. And that is something that we need to be mindful of when we get into situationships or we start some kind of relationship with a person. Don't hope that the relationship will turn into something that you want. If someone has told you, this is the relationship I'm looking for, if you are not looking for that kind of relationship, let them go early on before you catch feelings. So Dave replaces Liz with Carrie, and Carrie paid the price for that with her life. Because Liz was not happy about that situation, not happy to the point that she was mad about it. She was enraged and she began to act entitled. Entitlement from expectations that she was going to be with Dave. And entitlement, what happens is when we are entitled and we've got trauma, we don't stop to think about the consequences of our behavior. If I do this from my place of entitlement, being entitled to a partner's time, sexuality, and life, what's going to be the consequences of my behavior? She was obsessed. She had children, but she was stalking Dave. She was sending messages. She was sending texts. She was doing all sorts of unhealthy things, and she ended up killing Kari. But the problem is, it wasn't found out, it wasn't known that she had killed Kari, because what she did was, she was quite cunning. She killed Kari and then she started using Kari's phone to stalk Dave, to send nasty messages to Dave and to Dave's ex, Emmy, and started to harass and threaten. What she was trying to do here was to get rid of every woman in Dave's life. And this is another issue, another illusion we might have when we are obsessed with a person. We might think that we'll be able to get rid of everybody who is interested, or who might be interested, or who our partner might be interested in, or our ex might be interested in. But it is not possible. And in acting in that kind of way, we come from a place of self-abandonment. We come from a place of self-sabotage. We come from a place that indicates lack of self-love, because we are obsessed with somebody else instead of being obsessed with ourselves. And this is the life that Liz lived, where she became obsessed with Dave. What made her obsessed with Dave? Nobody knows, but I'm sure the answer lies in her childhood. There must have been something about this woman's childhood where she suffered abandonment trauma to the point that she had to take it on Dave and on Kari. And we then have, and what I wanted to point out is that Liz's behaviors can start off as innocent in some places. We need to be mindful when we have these behaviors of entitlement, of being stalkerish, being curious, oh, I want to know, I'm the partner, so I think I got to know. And maybe if I know, that might help me to move on or to decide what to do. But we need to be careful about crossing lines, because it starts like that. It starts as small little behaviors and it builds up into massive obsessions, and it can end up with committing crime. Many people do commit crimes of passion each and every day in unhealthy relationships. But the problem is, again, for example, in this situation, law enforcement, they tend sometimes not to act fast on crimes of passion. Things like someone stalking, or someone behaving in an unhealthy way towards a partner. Society has sort of normalized that. It's treated as a private matter. But those private matters can turn into tragedies. We need to be aware of that. So the police initially in the area where Dave was, which is something that's important. No matter how much you might love someone, if they start behaving in a criminal way towards you, report them to law enforcement. And this can include behavior such as being hit by a partner, and harassment and things like that. don't normalize unhealthy behavior. If someone is treating you in a criminal manner, report them to law enforcement. And if they don't do anything about it, but you need to make sure it's on the record so that if something bigger happens, at least they can know where to start. So they didn't really pay attention to the fact that Liz Curry was sending messages supposedly, and she hadn't been seen. And this is what surprised me when I was watching this film initially, until Tony and Avis from law enforcement came along, because these are the guys who managed to break through this situation, who managed to get a breakthrough and catch Liz as the perpetrator, as the criminal in this situation, as the person who was harassing Dave and who had also killed Carrie. The police didn't do much. They didn't think about why someone might not have been seen for so long, because the messages were being sent and there were threats and things that happened, and even Liz's house had supposedly been torched, burned to the ground, but they hadn't found Carrie. And this is something that the police could have questioned. And it also makes you think about the first world sometimes, where they can see things that are so far away in other countries and on the planets, in other planets, but they can't see things that are in the neighborhood. Is it a lack of interest? So that's something that you tend to reflect on, that sometimes society minimizes some situations or some crimes until or unless someone comes along and they look into this matter really seriously, which is what Tony and Avis did. They started with looking for someone who's into computers to track the messages, which is doable. And then they also started to, because they were wanting to find out where Carrie was. And this is when they found out that actually it wasn't Carrie who was sending messages. It was Liz, who also was pretending that she was being harassed by Carrie when she was sending herself messages to look like a victim. And then she proceeded. What I liked about Tony and Avis was that they were very professional. They knew how to lay their traps, and they laid traps for Liz to catch her red-handed in a few situations. And they tracked her car, which is technology in this day and age. We need to be mindful when you commit crime, when you try to do things in a covert way, that there's technology. The police might be watching you, and you can be easily tracked and traced. You can be hacked, and they can find out what it is that you are doing and bring you to justice. So there is no longer any hiding in this day and age because of technology. They were able to trace the messages and the emails, and found out that it was Liz who was sending the messages and the emails, who was harassing. And then the poor woman didn't really think of consequences, because she also proceeded to go and steal Dave's gun, which he had bought because things were really getting serious. He was worried, concerned about himself, concerned about his children. He had young children. And again, this is something people need to think about when they go out there and date people, to take time to get to know some people, because you put your children at risk. He put his children at risk. He put his ex-wife at risk. And he even put his other friends with benefits at risk, where she ended up losing her life, because he didn't take the time to assess the people he was dating. And the problem with this guy is he was sort of, I noted that he was looking for a woman. And of course, yes, people want to be in relationships, but sometimes you need to reflect on what you are doing and what has happened, and take a step back and look into
ways to do things differently, which we are talking about these days about healing, because he was with Carrie, with Liz, and then he met Carrie when he was still back and forth with Liz, and then when he moved, he was again trying to look for a person. And the problem is he hadn't learned his lessons, because Carrie was talking him, and she created, she knew his weakness, that he would be looking for women online. So she created another profile to trap him. And he actually fell into that trap and was trying to meet up with her, and ended up being stood up. And then he was told that it was Carrie, although we know it wasn't Carrie, because it was, yes, his stalker who had created the profile. So sometimes you need to think, these things that are happening, how can I do things differently? How can I move forward in a different way? But all he was thinking about was probably to look for someone to sleep with only, not thinking about the consequences, about the text messages still coming through. All he was looking for is another woman. And as he had said, he wasn't looking for anything serious. And look where it landed him. Although fine, it's not a big deal not to look for a serious relationship, but you have to take some time away from relationships if something is not working. If it has to get to the point of being harassed and stalked, stay away from relationships for a little while and look into how you can work your way through situations and things. And then, so the thing about it is, there's another issue also, another theme which I picked up here about working. We noted that between Dave and Amy, working to the point of ruining relationship, and that was the same with Avis, one of the policemen. He said his marriage was failing, and he was also not paying attention to his own children because of work. And that can be a codependent trait, and we need to be mindful of the modern world issues around that, where we can work ourselves into the ground. And Tony, one of the people who were working on this case, had to put his surgery on hold until he had, he had a breakthrough in the case. And that can be something, you know, to congratulate people about, something that we can say someone has done a great job. But at the end of the day, at the same time, there's need for a balance to put yourself first in life and in whatever you do, so that you are not putting your life at risk or your relationships, your important relationships at risk. In order to help others, we need to help each other, we need to do right by others, but there's also need for a balance. So these are the main themes that I picked up. Abandonment trauma is deadly. Rejection is deadly. This is why when people break up, you see people really struggling, and some will be ill, and some will behave in self-destructive manners, just like Liz, because they feel like their world has come to an end. And we need to be aware of this and to learn the impermanence of things, and to accept that people are on loan, and to also accept that other people have their own choices and they can change their minds. And we also need to be mindful of how we show up, because sometimes that can be a turn-off for other people who can end up leaving. And the most important thing, as I said, is to recognize that if someone decides that they want to go, trust and allow them to know and to do what is best for them. And don't hold on or attach a person to your goals, because you can meet someone else at some point in your life. This is not the last born of the world. You will have opportunity to meet other people instead of holding on to a person to the point of committing crime and then going to jail. What did she do for herself? She went to jail. She didn't get him in the end, but she was trying to destroy everyone else who was around him, including the mother of his children, all because she slept with whom. So that's important to reflect on and learn to let people go when they are, they've decided they want to go and to grieve losses. Because if you stay stuck in a person, you can end up scheming and planning to do something about it, or maybe even to get them back. We know people do this time and time again, but it's not healthy, and it all comes from a fear of rejection and not making peace with rejection, and due to abandonment trauma, because we want to prove that we are worthy and that we can maintain a relationship and we can keep this person, so we want them back by any means necessary. I hope that's helpful, and I'm hoping you heal your life and you look into your patterns, the patterns that you have that are interfering with your healthy relationships, and to learn to let go of attachment to outcomes, quality life before relationship. I hope I'll see you again, and be mindful when you are on dating sites. Don't live on dating sites. You go there, you meet people, and give it a break at some point if things are not working, and then come back again, because sometimes it can be addictive. And because they are addictive and there's so much going on there, there's so many people you see on there, you can end up not making an effort to actually create relationships with people who you are talking to or people you meet, because there is so much going on there. And some people can actually end up getting booked to talking people on dating sites that they don't really make plans to meet people. Quality life before relationships. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you soon.